The following podcast may contain explicit language and offensive material. Not that kind of offensive material. What are you, some kind of pervert? Oh my God, I am leaving.
That's about enough of this.
In our last episode of Pièce de Résistance, the Dorito-crusted dotard was rescued from imminent destruction by his Nosferatu-featured ferret boy, Stephen Miller, who, do I have to say it, swallowed an incriminating thumb drive that had been extracted from the Gruppenführer's nether regions. Now the stunned House Democrats must contemplate their next move, but hopefully not their next movement. I mean...
Well, that was, disturbing.
I agree, Madam Speaker. I never thought I'd oversee that.
Girl, that was beyond disturbing. No disrespect, Madam Speaker, but you white people do some strange things.
I heard that.
Oh, I know, Maxine. I know. It's, dreadful. Well, what now?
Impeach the mother anyway? I'm down with that.
Well, it does seem that we may have to adjust our strategy. The resistance doctors, they tell me that the evidence Mr. Miller... No, dear, this is so hard to say. Ate is, not, retrievable.
Well, sugar, I am willing to wait for it.
I'll tell you, so am I, because what's a little more waiting... We women are very good at the waiting. Been doing it for 45 presidents now, I think, about 45 presidents.
Madam President.
It's 9 months, we have...
Madam President,
yes,
focus.
Yes.
We can't wait any longer. We are going to just have to let this little bit of evidence go down the drain, as it were. Let's move on to something we can actually change.
Alrighty, I'm listening.
I thought you would, Madam President. I think that it's time to bring in the fresh women, the girls. Perhaps they'll help us relate better. and we can use their energy.
Oh, they got energy to spare.
Indeed, they do. And do you know what they want most right now? Do you?
Pockets, pockets.
Excuse me?
Madam Justice, did you say pockets?
Yes, my robe has pockets. They are very useful.
Pockets? In dresses? And pantsuits? Oh, that would be nice.
None of those lying, false-faced, fake pockets, neither. Real pockets.
Absolutely. Do you know how hard it was to schlep a purse through the woods of Chappaqua? I would love some pockets. I mean,
preach it, girl.
Well, I think we found our issue, ladies.
You are tremendous. You know that? Just terrific.
Oh, why... Thank you, sir. I just didn't know you cared.
Ugh. No, not you, Kellyanne. I'm doing my morning mirror routine. Did you ever know that you're my hero?
Wow.
I am the wind beneath my wings.
Mr. President.
get it.
Oh, wind.
Mr. President.
Ooh, you better stand down wind of that one. Or upwind, whatever.
Sir, are you sure you should be back at work, sir? You just were under general anesthesia. I mean,
General who? Wait, is that one of my generals? I know more than any of those fucking guys. And I don't like that he's got a foreign name. Could be a Democrat like that.
Oh, no, sir. Sir, I meant that maybe after being in the operating room, you shouldn't be making any big decisions, if you know what I'm saying.
I mean, the biggest.
Like signing any legal documents or anything, any powerful.
Fuck that shit. Sarah, I've already been tweeting since 5 a.m. I mean, you can't get more than...
you have?
Oh, yeah. I had an extra long session on the Golden Throne. God, man, does my ass hurt. I just...
Kelly Ann, I thought you were supposed to give him the dummy phone today.
I did, but shit, he must have found the real one. Oh, this is not good.
No,
not good.
It is not good.
God.
Mr. President, did you really tweet that NATO's a protection racket and that they owe us trillions? I mean...
No. No, maybe. Probably. Yeah, so fucking what? Hey, why isn't Stephen here? Is he slacking off?
Sir, he's in the hospital with a kind of a stomach bug. But,
what?
Sir, back to your tweets. Now, you have a meeting with the Belgian Prime Minister this morning. We ought to get going and go ahead and postpone.
Nah. That fucking asshole. You know, I don't think he's even from the Belgian place. I overheard him talking French. He's probably a frog spy or something. I mean, you can never trust those.
Actually, sir, French is one of the languages.
What has that stupid country ever given the world? I mean, you know, like what, chocolate or something? I mean,
well,
come on.
The headquarters for NATO and the EU.
You know, fucking waffles. That's what. That, you know, and that ambassador guy thinks we should kiss his ass. Huh. Well, I say, fuck that noise.
Sir, I told him you were busy, but he just... Hi, President Dad!
Good morning, Eric. I just don't think this is the best time for you to be bothering everybody.
Never mind her. Come on in. Come on in, son.
Good morning, Mr. Secretary.
Yeah.
Mr. What?
Secretary of the Space Force, remember?
Wait, that was serious?
Yeah.
I thought it was a Halloween prank.
Okay, ladies, time to take a hike. I got to discuss a couple of things with Secretary Eric.
Now, sir, with all due respect,
there's some stuff. You too, skedaddle. Now.
But I have some...
If you've got something, just put it in your pocket. Oh, that's right. You guys don't have pockets. Good one there, huh? The burn. Sick burn.
Yes, sir.
Out.
Thanks.
Hey, President Dad! I brought some plans for our new killer satellites.
You what?
Well, I heard you talking about coyotes at your rally.
Oh, yeah.
So I decided to do some research.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
It turns out that the coyotes are real tight with a super secret corporation.
What?
They're called ACME.
M-E. I should have gotten a bunch of those. I was robbed. And now, Eric, that's great. But I've got another job for you.
Don't you want to hear the rest? I made a drawing and all the crayon wax smeared.
Jeez. Later, okay? But before we get into important Space Force business... Let's talk about my real business.
You mean Don Jr. and my business, right?
Yeah, right. Good one. Right.
President Dad, what's wrong with your eye?
It's a wink. Get it?
Oh, no.
Well, never mind. All right, come on. Tell me what's going on here.
Dad, you won't believe it. Don Jr. and I are following in your footsteps.
Really? Tell me more about it.
Well, just like you, Dad, I hate to brag.
Yeah, it's good. That's good. I like that.
But you lost $1 billion in 10 years.
Hey, that was just for sport. Everybody did that.
But Don Jr. and I did even better. We've lost $1 billion in just the last 18 months.
You what? How the living fuck did you...
Well, our, Russian lender buddies have totally jacked up their interest rates.
Ugh.
They're killing us. But you'll have to ask Don Jr. about the details. Huh? I'm just, like, the vision guy.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Now look, it's time to put on your Space Force hat.
Oh, I get a hat?
Jesus.
Cool! Where's the hat?
Look, calm down. Down, boy.
President, down, boy. I get a hat.
Okay.
Oh!
Look,
oh,
don't worry about
oh,
it now.
Oh,
now, Eric.
Okay.
Now, you know how, you know, your daddy loves and respects Uncle Vladdy?
Oh, yeah. He's so cool.
Yeah, he is. Well, but sometimes, even when two people really get along, one of the people can get, you know, disappointed in the other people.
Like that time you got mad when I got my finger stuck in my nose?
Yeah, who knew your knuckles were so big? Right, yeah, just like that. Well, right now, Uncle Vladdy is kind of disappointed in your daddy, you know.
Oh, no!
Things happen with adults sometimes.
Well, what can we do?
Well, I was thinking, maybe the Space Force can test out some of its super-de-duper space bazookas or whatever the fuck it is you guys have.
Oh, President Dad! That would be awesome! But, well, who do we attack?
Not sure, but, you know, I don't know. It'll come to me.
Mr. President, the Belgian PM has arrived.
Bingo. Well, I think we'll have a little surprise for that frog-speaking bastard.
Why are we laughing? Where's my hat?
Will the Tangerine Tornado... Wait. Is he seriously contemplating attacking Belgium? Come on. I mean, like, nobody's going to believe that, Lisa.
Oh, come on, dude. Have you been in a coma for the past 2 years? Hello. Of course he's attacking Belgium.
Oh, for Jesus.
Monaco. Why not?
I see what you mean. Yeah, I guess it's not any crazy... Yeah, all right. Okay.
See?
Anyway, we'll find out what happens next after this message. God help us all.
I got a new mug.
And where'd you find that treasure?
Etsy, of all places.
Etsy.
It says, fuck your patriarchal bullshit, with skulls in some of the eyes.
I think that's... How did they know you were going to be shopping there?
Dunno.
I mean, they just saw you coming a mile away. Wow.
I'm in a small spat with my husband right now about the patriarchy.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Because, whilst up at the in-laws, thoughts and prayers in this difficult time, appreciated, thank you, I dropped all of my jewelry off at my mother-in-law's jeweler because she's so ferocious, I know that everything will come back exactly the way it should be.
They dasn't cheat you.
They dasn't.
No way.
No.
Okay, all right.
Right, and it was time for their 30,000-mile tune-up and appraisal,
right.
You know,
okay.
All that. So, there we go. And it was raining, and I don't know how to get there. Yes, as it is there in Hilton Head. And so I insisted my husband drive me to the jeweler's. And whilst there, I discussed with the lady behind the counter about the patriarchy and why women, they make fun of us for liking shiny baubles, like shiny baubles.
Baubles.
Like, easy for me to say, eh? Like jewelry and precious stones. And I'm like, well, if you think about it, we haven't been able to own property for all that long.
Yeah.
And so these were things we could use as money.
You know, yeah, there's something
yes.
to that. I can see
yeah,
that.
That's exactly. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's not the spat part. The spat part is my husband's like, I see the irony in you using the patriarchy to drive you to do and then lecture someone about the patriarchy. I was like, I don't think you understand patriarchy, honey. It's that I, your wife, Lisa, the human,
does not like to drive in the rain when she doesn't know where she's going. And so I asked you, the husband, Jay, a human, to drive me. I did not say I could not drive because I am a woman. I am legally allowed to drive. For now.
For now.
Yes.
Yes.
So I shall explain the patriarchy to him again tonight when he gets home.
I think, you know, the guys in Georgia, and I don't know, you know, they might push their luck and say, hey, why not keep him from driving too? I mean, just go full medieval.
I mean, that bill is nothing Saudi. More than they just want to get Roe v. Wade before the Supreme Court. That bill, I mean, that law, it just, you could face murder charges for driving your friend across state lines to receive health care.
Yeah, yeah. Aiding and abetting, yeah.
Yeah, if
Jesus.
Oh, don't be hysterical, women. This is nothing like The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, really?
Well, in just a few minutes, listeners, you will get a variation on that in song form. We'll put it that way. All about the patriarchy.
That's not this week. That's next week.
No, that's coming up.
No, that's this week.
That's this week.
Oh, bloody hell.
Yes, you've got to record the song.
I don't have the song. So.
Well, Chris is still making the music. I wrote the lyrics.
That's but, wonderful.
Yes, that will be happening in the next day or two if we're going to get this episode out on time.
I'm sure we will. It's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I have time. I'm home now.
Good.
Not really time, but I'm home, you know, I have the usual amount of time.
Good.
I had 2 hours of my time scheduled to help out at the school for the fine arts show.
Ah, that's exciting. Cool.
It is. Yes, and then they finished early and they didn't bother to tell me until I got there.
All right. Well, on that...
There ain't nothing to end on that one. I'm just cranky pants about it.
That's right. Okay. Sounds good.
You know, work from home. Just like not working.
Yeah, it's, you know, eating bonbons on the couch and watching Oprah or whatever.
It's totally what I did all morning long. Mm-hmm. Just bonbon after bonbon after bonbon. Mm-hmm. Had to eat them. Didn't have any pockets.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a brand new pair of pants right now they're really, really cool pants.
It's called foreshadowing, and they don't have pockets. Yes.
Nope. Yes. They don't even have fake pockets. I thought for a second I had pockets, and I got really excited, and then I discovered that I did not have pockets, but they are still fairly... I like them. I just wish they had pockets. All I want are pockets, man! Equality! Pockets!
It's the new rallying cry.
Pockets.
As you will soon find out.
Pockets.
As RPG would say.
That's my favorite part of this episode. That wee little voice going, pockets.
as played by the marvelous Nancy Mackamore.
So, thanks, Nancy.
Yes, well done. Well done. All right. Cool. Well,
ooh,
let's head back to the action then so you can...
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Ni hao.
Ni hao.
How are you, Chenya?
I am well, Mrs. Pence. Xie xie. But I must inform you that Minister Chen is not. He was very displeased to learn about disastrous failed mission at White House.
Oh, well, that's a little strong. Marlin, too, has been a little out of sorts lately, but I'm sure we can salvage the situation, yes.
The minister wanted me to convey in strongest terms that if you do not salvage, he may have to terminate relationship.
That will not be necessary. I think I know what and who is behind our troubles. I will take care of this myself.
For your sake, you had better. Zaijian.
I think it's time to pay a visit to our little Cuban friend and her pussy. Elena? Elena? Excuse me, Elena?
Oh! Perdona me, Mrs. P. I had earbuds in, listening to Women's World Cup football.
I see. And what are you cutting with those scissors?
Oh, it's for my vision board. I'm cutting out all my favorite football women. see.
Oh, yes, I see. My, they certainly are fit.
Oh, yes, they are, Miss SP. It's because they work out every day.
Yes.
Can you imagine it?
Oh, yeah.
All these women.
You know,
just...
I really can, Elena, quite vividly. My, it's getting warm in here.
Oh, my. Well, if you like, Mrs. P, I could help you look like that.
Oh, come on,
Mrs. P.
I don't know about that. Could you really?
Oh, sure. Would you like, how you say, a workout partner, Mrs. P?
Oh, gosh, I think I would. Yes, I would.
Now, I want you to say hello to my little friend. Well, my not-so-little friend. I call him Fidelito.
Oh.
He will make you very happy, Mrs. P. Just lie back and enjoy.
That's a funny tickle. Oh, my.
Fidelito does so many nice things.
Oh, yes.
Hey, what is that the cazzo does to wake me from my nap? No, Wesley, I didn't mean you. It's, those two going at it again. What do you mean he's not home? Then who?
Meow, baby. Sorry, but the missus has joined a new team. Meow.
What do you mean, like we used to, Wesley? I've just been a little, tired and, Oh, come on, you're gonna bring up that minkiata again? Look, I don't know what happened back there, but, it's not anything that...
And another fantastic thing I've done, like nobody else before me, is to build up our military. They're gonna be strong like bear and shoot anybody that tries to climb over my beautiful wall. It's beautiful, brings tears to my eyes. And it's being finished any day now. They're gonna just shoot them down like dogs. Like dogs, I hate dogs. What's going on? Hey. Calm down, kids.
Donald, don't scare the children. Start egg roll.
What? We got Chinese food? What is that? Right. Okay, by the power of terrificness invested in me, I order this Easter egg roll to, get rolling. Do the thing.
And don't forget Bunyas!
Right. Open the cages, release the bunny rabbits. We need to get those cages over to the boys at ICE. Go ahead, Mikey. Do the thing.
Yes, sir, Mr. President. Okay, Marlin, you know what to do.
Va 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 boom! Oh my goodness, I've never seen such a puttanayo. Here I go.
What's the boy doing?
Oh,
mommy!
Gosh!
Is that what you and Daddy do?
No, Marlin! Marlin, stop that! It's inappropriate and sinful, Marlin! Marlin!
Team one, we have a situation here.
No, Bunny, no! No! Be best, Bunny, be best! Come on! Bunny? Bunny? No, Bunny, no! Come on!
Mommy?
Hmm?
Mommy, are you still sad?
Yeah, Monkey.
I guess I am, Monkey.
Is it about Smart Rick?
Yeah. I mean, I know it's silly. It's just... Man, Smart Rick trapped inside of that... Oh, God, he's so dumb, Rick. It was kind of special.
I don't get it.
Okay. Well, me either, really, but... Let's try this. It was kind of like... If Rick could be smart and thoughtful and in the resistance, then maybe Texas could, too. You know, maybe Texas could be blue. Yeah.
Nope, I still don't get it.
Okay. No, I get it. I mean, I get that you don't get it. I understand. I don't really get it either. But it's kind of like, it's sort of like Rick stood for Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I want Texas to be like Smart Rick, not the hell's bells he's an idiot dumb Rick.
Oh, a mephitor.
Yes, a mephitor. Okay, exactly.
Why didn't you say that?
I did not say that because I didn't know you knew what they were.
Oh, Mommy.
Mm-hmm.
Superheroes gotta know a lot of stuff.
Oh, well, duly noted. I will not make that mistake again, Monkey.
Woohoo! Yay!
Dogs, down! Stop it! Stop it!
Go get them, Thunder!
No, do not go get them! Do not listen to the kids!
Smiley, there's someone at the door!
Oh, hi, Vera. Put Smiley away. Vera, come on in. Hi, what's up?
Lisa!
Yes?
You look... well?
Oh, yeah, great. Thank you. I haven't showered in a week, and it's my third best pair of leggings. There's no hole in the crotch on these, so yeah, I'm feeling pretty spiffy.
Oh, dear.
Mm-hmm. What?
Dear.
Auntie Vera, can you please help cheer Mommy up? She's been a poopy face since Smart Rick was on the TV.
Oh, knock it off.
Well, I can try, Jake.
Oh, good.
Hmm.
Mommy's mephitor is making her sad.
What? Never mind. Lisa, I have an idea that will cheer you up. Let's go shopping.
What? Shopping? That's the most asinine thing I've ever heard. I hate shopping. Why would I go shopping?
Why would you
go shopping?
Lisa?
What?
Let's go purchasing.
Oh.
I just got a deposit from George Soros for incidentals.
Uh-huh.
And, well, this seems like a good use for those funds.
Okay, so the Soros part is true, huh? Can we get lunch?
Oh, well, sure.
Okay, all right. But why would you go shopping, Vera? You're like half cyborg by now. I mean, come on.
Oh, nonsense, Lisa. Since the last upgrade, I'm... 3/4 mechanical.
Oh.
But I've still got my soul.
Okay. And your, soul wants to shop?
Indeed.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Fine.
Swear jar,
Let's
Mommy.
Go. Jake! Jake!
Oh, I'm in the car, Mommy! Come on, let's go! Oh, hey, Mommy, can we get Soros to buy a skateboard? Oh, how about a friend for Larry? We'll get 15 cats! Soros will buy us 15 cats, right?
No, 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 no.
Lisa?
What? Nope. No. Ooh, ooh, wait, wait. Yeah, crap. No, no.
Mommy, do you hate pants?
No, of course not, Monkey. Why would you ask that? I'm wearing pants.
Well, perhaps because you've yelled no at 2 entire racks of pants, dear.
Mm.
Yeah! Her paps, that's right.
Her paps, Monkey. Her paps it is. It's not the pants. It's the pockets.
What pockets?
Exactly. There are no pockets. There are never pockets. Why can't I have pockets? What is wrong with this world that women don't get pockets? I just want a place to put my stuff. I mean, how goddamn hard is it to put pockets in women's clothes?
Mommy?
It's just a little fold of fabric and you
Mommy?
Stitch it in on the top and you... It's... Oh, apparently it's too goddamn hard. Oh, yeah, you can do the fake pockets
Switch.
On the pants. The fake pockets. You can't put shit in a fake pocket. What the fuck's up with that? Why would you do this to people? We all need pockets. I am so tired of this
Mommy?
No pocket thing.
Uh-oh.
You hear me? I want pockets.
I think she's broken. We better sit down, Auntie Vera. Mommy's got a thing about pockets.
Indeed. Let's sit down, Jake.
Don't give me that look. Like I'm about to lose my shit. I've had it up to here. Now I'm gonna say my bit. Is this thing on? All you ladies, gather near me. What, am I speaking Klingon?
of sisters and mothers and daughters and other resistors. Pay attention now. We've got a lot on our minds and even more on our shoulders. Cause the purses that we carry are as heavy as boulders. We're trying to live our lives with all of this malarkey. But we're being weighed down by the patriarchy. I wish I was speaking metaphorically. I could use a chiropractor. Or a good masseuse. A red pill, a blue pill. Now I sound like Dr. Seuss. There must be a conspiracy of evil fashion designers and magazine writers, none of whom have a vagina.
And even if they do, then why don't they supply us with the one thing we need? They'd rather deny us. We put a man on the moon with a big-ass rocket. So why can't we figure out how to give a woman pockets?
Now that is some lame-ass bullshit.
Pockets!
Big enough to fit our keys.
Pockets!
Not shallow and wimpy like these.
Pockets!
Big enough to fit our hands.
Pockets!
This is what we demand.
See what you've done.
Well, actually.
What the fuck? Oh, this'll be fun.
Well, actually.
They must have heard us complaining.
Well, actually.
Yup, here comes the mansplaining.
Your anger is really misdirected.
I suppose it's to be expected.
When you let your emotions rule you.
Yeah, those hormones can really fool you.
I guess that's how it usually is with you girls, like you're having a nervous breakdown.
There's really no need to clutch you. You're so lucky you have us around.
Look, no offense. Well, okay, some. But I don't remember asking you to come. Your advice isn't needed, and neither are you. So go back to your golf course. Scat now. Shoot.
Nonsense. Really, it's no bother. We heard your pitiful cries of distress.
We love you, gals. Hell, we all have mothers. So we'll help you to fix your mess.
Can you please fuck off?
Golly, there's no need to curse.
The solution is simple. Just carry a purse.
Well, why on earth didn't I think of that? Oh, right, because it's not a solution. My sisters and I want nothing less than a pocket revolution.
Yeah!
Look at this purse. Want to guess what's in it? Well, step on back. This will take more than a minute. There's man shit, kid shit, lipstick, snacks. It's not even my shit, and that's a fact. Wet wipes, car keys, a first aid kit. Why do I have to carry all your shit? You guys have pockets, so it's only fair that we get them too. You don't like it? I don't care.
Pockets!
Big enough to fit our keys.
Pockets!
Not shallow and wimpy like these.
Pockets!
Big enough to fit our hands.
Pockets!
This is what we demand.
Well, actually,
it's really not that simple.
You'd best be on your way or I'll pop you like a pimple. I've asked you fellas twice, now third time's the charm. Kindly take my advice to avoid bodily harm. May the goddess help us all. Make your exit now.
You don't have the balls.
Speaking of which...
No! There you see, you're overreacting again.
A little bit.
Remember, hashtag not all men.
Right.
I did Femma not see that coming.
Pockets.
Big enough to fit our keys.
Pockets.
Not shallow and wimpy like these.
Pockets.
Big enough to fit our hands.
Pockets.
This is what we demand.
And we're gonna get them too.
Pockets everywhere. I'm putting pockets on my shoes. Fuck you. Pockets are what we want.
Pockets.
Whoa, yay, mommy. Spockets for everybody. Spockets, spockets, spockets. I want a spocket. I got a spocket.
Well, yes, yes. Calm down, Jake. Calm down. I know that was very exciting. Lisa, you know, I think you might be onto something with this. Lack of pockets is something that, frankly, has always pissed me off.
Swill jaw, Auntie Vera.
Look, I can't even get pockets in my clothes, and I'm a goddamn commando in the Resistance.
Swill jaw!
Vera, are you feeling emotions?
Oh, goodness. I think I am.
You gonna be okay? Do you need to sit down?
Well, I'll tell you I will if I can get some fucking pockets.
Yeah, girl. That's right. Smash the pocketarchy.
Swill jaw! Auntie Villa!
Yes, Jake. I'm sorry. I will try to better monitor my language.
Thank you, Auntie Villa. I'm very susceptible to bad language. And you should know it because I'm a kid.
Yeah, he is, kinda. I don't get it. You would think by now he would be used to bad language, but he is not, so...
Jake, I'm sure you'll be fine. Again, my deepest apologies.
Oh, that's okay. Just don't do it again, Auntie Vera, or I'ma put you in timeout corner. And I'm gonna watch you.
I wanna see that.
Of course, Jake. Lisa, you know, I need to make a phone call. I think I know some ladies who might be willing to help us with this.
You got, like, a pocket squad or something?
Oh, maybe.
Huh. Cool! We're gonna have spockets for everybody! Woohoo! I'm gonna get a spocket. I'm gonna get a spocket. I'm gonna spocket here and a spocket there. And a spocket everywhere. Uh-huh.
Will the Pocket Manifesto Sisterhood finally overthrow the pocketarchy? How will men adjust to having to carry their own shit? And is Belgium about to be flattened like a... waffle?
I hop not.
Oh, that was funny.
Really?
It was.
Really, Lisa?
It was a good
really?
One.
Oh, my God. I apologize, listening public. We'll find out the answer to these and other questions in the next exciting episode of BS de Resistance. This episode of BS de Resistance, Pockets of Resistance, was written by Lisa Graham and Dale Leopold and featured Lori Firth, Lisa Graham, Dale Leopold, Nancy McLemore, Chris Mazzalesta, Karen O'Brien, and George Washington III. Special guest appearance by Cliff Zellman. Original music composed and performed by Chris Mazzalesta. The song, The Handbag's Tale, was written by Lisa Graham, Dale Leopold, and Chris Mazzalesta and featured Lisa Graham, Karen O'Brien, Lori Firth, Nancy McLemore, Chris Mazzalesta, and George Washington III. Be sure to tune in 10 days for our next bonus episode. And we'd really appreciate it if you left us a review on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you download your podcasts. Thank you for listening.